Revelation by Reverend Bill Langrack. In the New Testament, Revelation is a translation of the Greek word apocalypse. Apocalypse does not appear in our English Bible, but is common in the Greek, and is one of those rare instances of a Greek word so familiar to us it probably could have been left untranslated. How sobering would it be to read of the day of wrath and apocalypse of the righteous judgment of God, Romans 2 verse 5. How ominous, how majestic and hopeful would it be to know the last book of Scripture as the Apocalypse, Revelation 1 verse 1. Still, Revelation is a good translation. The basic meaning of it is to uncover or make visible and known by taking away that which hides it, and therefore also to enlighten, Luke 2 verse 32, make manifest, Romans 8 verse 19, or appear, 1 Peter 1 verse 7. God alone can truly reveal. Deep and secret things He reveals because He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with Him, Daniel 2 verse 22. God reveals many things, but all primarily concern Himself. Therefore, He is also the revelation. A mystery of eternal, invisible spirit. He remains forever hidden from us temporal, material, and blind creatures unless He is revealed. Thankfully, God delights so to do. Although the secret things belong to the Lord, those things He reveals belong unto us and to our children forever. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29. He revealed Himself to Samuel, 1 Samuel 3 verse 21. David, 2 Samuel 7, verse 27, Isaiah, Isaiah 22, verse 14, Daniel, Daniel 2, verse 19, Old Simeon, Luke 2, verse 25, Peter, Matthew 16, verse 7, and Paul, whom God was pleased to separate in his mother's womb and call by His grace to reveal His Son through him, Galatians 1, verse 15 through 16. To us He reveals His grace, but not all revelation is grace. For while the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1, verse 17 through 18. God reveals Himself in grace only by His Spirit through Jesus Christ, Galatians 1, verse 12. Jesus said so. No man knows the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him. Luke 10 verse 22. God out of God, His express image, the light and His word, Jesus Christ, is the Apocalypse, the one revelator of God in all His works and perfections, and one revelation of the great mystery kept secret since the world began. Romans 16 verse 25. He is the Word of God in whom the glory of the Lord is revealed, so all flesh shall see it together. Isaiah 40 verse 5. He is the power of God by whom the arm of the Lord is revealed. Isaiah 53 verse 1. He is the justice of God through whom His salvation is made near and His righteousness is revealed. Isaiah 56 verse 1. He is the promise of God by whom God is revealed. Galatians 3 verse 23. But not to all. Jesus said so. God has hid these things from the wise and prudent, but is pleased to reveal them to babes. Matthew 11, verse 25. As truly God, even Jesus must be revealed. He was revealed in His incarnation. John 1, verse 1. He is revealed in the Holy Gospel. Ephesians 3, verse 5. And there is a day coming when the Son of Man will be revealed and will reveal God unlike ever before. Luke 17, verse 30. Before that day, the man of sin, son of perdition, and wicked, is revealed sitting in God's temple claiming to be God. Then in a grand, final apocalypse, the Lord will be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, expose the impostor, and destroy him with the brightness of His coming. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3 through 8. Everything covered will be revealed. Matthew 10 verse 26. The thoughts of many hearts, Luke 2 verse 35, and every man's work shall be revealed. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 13. Unto that revelation of the righteous judgment of God, the wicked store up wrath against themselves. Romans 2 verse 5. But given the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of Christ, Ephesians 1 verse 17, we are to fear not. Matthew 10 verse 26. Our present sufferings cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Romans 8 verse 18. Hidden from many eyes, ears, and hearts are the things God has prepared for them that love Him. But they are revealed to us by the Spirit, who searches all things, even the hidden things of God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10. Therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you by the revelation, the apocalypse of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1 verse 13.